Let's take a look at a little farm news here for you this morning. Farm groups are calling for unity and a follow-through on promises from President Trump after his State of the Union address last night. In a release statement, Ag Secretary Perdue said President Trump's infrastructure investment plan, touted during the speech, will be a boon to rural America. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall said the roadmap outlined by the president aims to unify and strengthen the nation and continue the theme of renewing rural America. The president presented what Duvall called a bold package for immigration reform that should prime the pump for overdue action. Meanwhile, National Farmers Union urged Trump to follow through on his promises specific to rural America on trade and infrastructure, knowing that the president promised to turn the page on decades of unfair trade deals while also commenting on the president's infrastructure plan. NFU President Roger Johnson said Ag is looking to President Trump to deliver on his promise to fix the nation's failed free trade agreement framework and crumbling rural infrastructure. In reaction to the speech regarding NAFTA, Republican Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts from Kansas said farmers and ranchers are still struggling with low prices and surpluses, adding that we must aggressively pursue trade policies that increase access to new markets for these producers. Roberts said he is continuing to make the case for the U.S. economy, particularly agriculture, that benefits from NAFTA, that the U.S. must preserve a trade relationship with Mexico and Canada. Roberts also said the U.S. must move forward on new trade agreements with nations that are taking their business to our competitors. Meanwhile, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue was the designated survivor for the State of the Union speech. The designated survivor is generally carted off to an undisclosed location, ready to assume the role of president should a catastrophic event occur in the House chamber. Perdue is not the only Ag Secretary to serve in the role. 2 decades ago, then-Ag Secretary Dan Glickman was Washington's designated survivor during then-President Clinton's speech. House Ag Committee member Jim McGovern, a Democrat of Massachusetts, said he would rather have no farm bill this year than a lousy farm bill. McGovern told the Hagstrom Report he has not seen the House draft the farm bill, but that he would work to defeat the bill if he doesn't like it in hopes for a better farm bill in 2019 and hopes Democrats will control the House. Committee Chairman Mike Conaway, a Texas Republican, has sent the farm bill draft to the Congressional Budget Office for review. McGovern pointed out that Conaway has not shown him a draft nutrition title, even though he's the ranking member on the nutrition subcommittee. A spokesman for Conaway says the congressman has received scores on some titles of the farm bill, but not all, and doesn't want to share drafts of the bill before we know what we can afford. The Republican leadership is expected to need Democratic votes to pass the farm bill this year because conservative Republicans are unlikely to support it. The European Union has again delayed a ruling regarding Bayer's planned takeover of Monsanto. Earlier this week, EU Commission antitrust investigators extended their investigation by 5 working days until March 12th. The ongoing proceedings would have given Bayer until midnight on Monday to offer further concessions to EU regulators or request another extension of up to 10 working days. The EU did not state a reason for the delay to deliver its verdict on the merger, and a Bayer spokesman declined to comment. The transaction would make Bayer the largest supplier of seeds and crop chemicals, surpassing ChemChina, Syngenta, Dow DuPont, and BASF. Late last year, the EU Commission granted Bayer more time to provide information, which pushed the deadline for the EU to decide over the deal back to March 5th from late January. Bayer had initially hoped to wrap up the deal by the end of last year. And finally today, move over millennials, the next generation of food industry influencers have arrived. Although members of Generation Z are now entering adulthood, their impact on the food industry is already being felt, according to a new study. Gen Z, which is those born from 97 to the present, now represent 27% of the U.S. population, a larger group than millennials. Global information company MPD Group says Gen Zs are unintentional foodies by virtue of their upbringing in a culture that talks about, celebrates, and entertains with food. They are told at an early age what their food can do for them regarding functional and nutritional value, and they value flavor, function, and authenticity over brand and hype. Like millennials, Gen Zs prefer food with transparent labeling and an absence of artificial ingredients and are skeptical of big brands and too many label claims. Meat industry publication Meeting Place reports this tech-savvy generational group who never knew a world without the internet also seeks personalization and engagement with functionality like portable foods to meet the needs of their busy lives. That's been a check of farm news here on KLGR.